to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey!
Heyo!
Happy Monday, Scotty McQuarrie.
Happy Monday.
Hi, Cheyenne.
Hi, Nico.
Hi, producer AB Baby.
Hola.
Welcome back, guys, after an amazing weather weekend.
Holy. It was spectacular.
You gotta really appreciate finality here, people, okay? we're only going to get a few more of these. And I looked at the forecast for Country Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the good news or the bad news?
I feel like I probably know where you're going with this, so just lay it on me.
It's going to be 95 degrees
I
like every
day.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, you know what?
Pack extra water this year.
Lots of water.
Yep.
Lots of hydration. I'm sure everybody in the Camel Nation is going to be hydrating all the Thursday, I was going to say week, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Hopefully they're hydrating in the right way, which is water.
Yeah.
Because in case you didn't know this, booze does not hydrate you.
True.
It dehydrates you.
But beer is made of water. So
if you drink enough of it, hopefully
you might go full circle on that.
Drink water. Seriously.
Pretty fun weekend. Got to go golfing this weekend. My son got a new haircut,
which
is a big deal for my son because he has sensory processing disorder. So the buzzers near his ears drives him absolutely crazy. For the first 4 years of his life, we could not cut his hair at all. Like even the feeling, he's hypersensitive. So like could not cut his hair. So if you saw pictures of my son from back in the day, he had like long, long, long hair because we were like, it's like putting him through torture. So he got like a buzzed, like all the way up to almost the top, but he still has like the flip thing
because
he loves the flip.
Oh my gosh, Easton loves the flip too.
He loves the flip.
It's wild.
This kid is a flip master.
They
I'll tell
love
you what.
The flip.
So he got this. It looks great. It looks insane.
I love that.
Yeah, he's never had like shaved head like on the sides. And
look at him.
Yeah. He got it. It was super exciting.
Really cool.
From having a very, very tough Saturday to an amazingly successful Sunday, successful weekend, guys.
Oh, that successful is super weekend. Successful.
Yeah. My wife is talking to me again.
Wait, hold on. Why wasn't she talking to you?
Let's see. Saturday was challenging. Took him to the indoor gymnasium. Like
I did see that.
I don't want to name the place or anything. Like it has nothing to do with the place itself. It has to do with my son's behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I took my eyes off him, he's getting into like a scruff with some kid.
No.
And I'm like, geez, Louis, I can't take my eyes off you for 5 seconds.
Oh.
I don't know where he gets his behavior. He like taunts kids, and that's not me at all. Like I don't know where he learned it. We have a feeling it's from like all these YouTube like people that he's watching going, gotcha, when they're playing video games.
That. Yeah, he does do that.
So yeah, he's a little punk from time to time, and he was being a punk. And let's just say we all kind of had a blow up moment on Saturday where we had to bring down the hand of the Lord.
Oh.
Yeah.
The hand of the Lord. I'm even terrified.
Because it wasn't us that was reprimanding him.
Oh, boy.
Of course. But yeah, it was crazy. So to have a good Sunday, hey, we're back. We're back, baby.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It's nice that you can just bounce back.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Feels good. How was your weekend?
My weekend was solid. Saturday was the opposite of yours. My 8-year-old and I didn't leave the couch.
I love that.
Literally, we woke up, went straight to the couch, ordered some Dunkin' Munchkins, like donut holes, and we snacked on those all day.
Yes.
And because I ordered a ton, I was like, I don't want to do anything today. I don't want to even make you food. So I just going to order you a bunch of little mini donuts and have at it, my guy.
I will make you food.
Yeah.
That will arrive at our doorstep.
Exactly. And he loved it, and I loved it, and we binge-watched Harry Potter all day Saturday.
Nice.
Slept when we needed to. It was glorious.
When we needed to. We took munchkin breaks with naps.
Sometimes we just kind of dozed off, and it was freaking glorious.
Easton, you okay over there?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm tired, Mom.
I say, okay, come cuddle. And he come cuddle, and we go, it was so nice. It was beautiful. And then church, I went to church twice yesterday. It was so great.
That's some good church going
right
there.
I know. I'm just living life right now.
Whew.
Fantastic.
Love that. Heavy on the spirit side. Producer AB Baby, how was your weekend?
Pretty solid. Like the weather was great, so I got out a bunch.
Nice.
Like exercising and did some side work projects and some. It was a lot of good college basketball.
I love this outdoorsy Abe.
I know. Yeah. He's been walking a lot lately.
He gets outside.
Who are you?
I mean,
he sees nature.
I know.
Yeah.
Who are
love
you?
Nature.
Who are you?
that's awesome. March Madness is not so mad because it's. There haven't been any upsets in the Sweet 16, have there?
No, we're down to the Final Four, and it's straight chalk. And it hasn't been that. It's only happened one other time in the history of the tournament, and that was 2008.
It's kind
of
wild.
Question.
Yes.
What does straight chalk mean?
That's when the teams that are supposed to win based on their seeds win.
Oh, so, okay.
You know how there's like the four quadrants of 16?
Yeah.
And they all have one seeds, two seeds,
right.
Whatever. So like the Final Four is all the one seeds.
Oh, wow.
It's only the second time it's ever happened.
I have not paid attention at all this year.
Well, my sports betting account has been paying attention, and it's been working.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been working
nicely.
I'll put you guys on to something.
Okay.
I have a $10 bet that's going to pay out, $30 bet that's going to pay out $17,000 by the end of the year. And I'll tell
by
you
by the
how.
End of the year?
Yes.
Sound like
I have Duke winning the national championship. And then it's the whole list of parlay tie-ins, and it's really good.
Okay.
I'll post it on Nico and Cheyenne.
Okay.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Michael will do anything for his girlfriend Paulina, except...
I was so on that with you.
This.
What?
He won't wear the cologne she got him for Christmas.
Oh, that's just rude.
Yeah, but he's got to wear it. Anyway, she got him some cologne, and he doesn't want to wear it because people at work are starting to make fun of him for it.
Okay.
Apparently, it doesn't smell good. I don't know. Let's break the news to Paulina now.
Hello?
Hey, Paulina?
Hi.
Hi. This is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How are you?
You're from where?
Nico Breaks the News. I am a service provider of breaking news. I break news.
And
I have news for you.
I'm sorry. I'm not really familiar with where you're from.
No big deal. I have news from your boyfriend, Michael. He has enlisted my service today for you.
Oh, okay. What does Michael want?
Well, he said to tell you the cologne you got him for Christmas smells too much like women's perfume. And all of his boys were making fun of him at work, calling him Michelle instead of Michael. He appreciates the gift, but he requests that you stop asking him to wear it. In fact, he doesn't want to wear it. And then he said, thank you. I love you.
Oh my gosh, not this again. Look, I got him that because I like the smell. Okay, it doesn't matter if he doesn't like the smell or what other people think. Like, I'm the one that's going to be smelling it the most often. So
I like it. I like where your head's at. Paulina, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. A few questions for you while we have you on the line here. I also kind of did the same thing with my wife, and I got her a perfume that I like the smell of. And she said, well, I don't like it. And I said, I don't care what you like. It's what I like.
So y'all are just out here forcing people to wear smells that they don't even like?
That's fine. He loves me, so he should do it.
That's wild.
Yeah, he does love
you. I mean, yes, but also, how long has this been going on for to the point where you could say...
She got it for Christmas.
This again? Like, how many times has this come up?
It is what it is, okay?
Well, maybe he can just spritz it on when you guys are alone at home.
No,
that's a good compromise.
Yeah, maybe he can wear something manlier at work. Like, maybe work, he has a work cologne, and then he has a with-you cologne.
There we go.
I don't know. I kind of like it on him all the time.
Okay.
She's claiming it's her property.
Right,
she's
like
claiming
this,
property.
But
man.
Also, I'm on his side, so I'm sorry, but he's not going to wear the cologne. End of story. Thank you for playing, Paulina.
Oh. Gosh.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
We got to put a stop to this, Cheyenne.
Ooh, what?
It's getting out of control.
What is?
Kids' names.
Ah! Yes.
I got a list of the most unique baby names in the South.
Okay, this is going to be good. It's always good when South is attached to it.
Yeah, the South always kicks it up a notch.
Yeah.
Throws a little extra sauce on it. In Alabama, the most unique baby name for a boy is Braylon, which...
Braylon.
I don't
mind that one. I kind of like that.
Braylon seems very tame because I looked over this list.
Okay.
So get ready for the ride.
Okay.
For the girls, Merritt.
Merritt? Okay.
Not like if you take the O out of Marriott.
Yeah.
You get Merritt.
Merritt.
There, that's what you get for the girls.
I feel very indifferent about that one.
Yeah. It's
meh.
It's not crushing me.
Yeah.
This one's kind of strange. In Arkansas, for boys, the name is Cash.
Okay.
But not spelled like Johnny Cash. Spelled like the computer memory clearer, like when you clear your cache.
Right.
C-A-C-H-E. For girls, Savvy.
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 Two V's?
Yes.
Two V's. Savvy. Huh.
Not like the business acumen.
Oh,
but,
I don't like that either.
Savvy.
If her full name was Savannah and then you called her Savvy, that would be one thing.
Yeah.
I don't like that for a full first name.
In Florida, for the boys, we got Massimo.
Ooh.
Which I didn't know. There was an extensive Italiano population in Florida.
I like that. I like Massimo.
Massimo. So, yeah, Massimo is popular for the boys, but also unique. For girls, Ainhoa.
Ainhoa?
A-I-N-H-O-A.
Oh.
Ainhoa.
Ainhoa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Georgia, for boys, Mazi or Mazi.
Okay.
For girls, Kamora. I guess that's
interesting. Sounds like Japanese Gamora name. From Guardians of the Galaxy.
From Sodom. From the Bible. Kentucky, we got Branson for boys.
Okay.
And Blakelyn for girls.
Blakelyn. Interesting combination. Not for me.
North Carolina just said, you know what? Forget it. Boys, Chosen. And girls, Miller. It's Miller time.
Stop. Like, Miller is it gives me kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like, kind of Southern Belle cute a little bit. But Chosen, I'm not getting behind.
The top dog with the strangest, most unique names for girls and boys, Oklahoma, says, you know what? For the boys, Thang. T-H-A-N-G.
Thang.
Thang.
It's a choice that they made.
Hey, do that thang.
He'd be like, what thang you want me? You. Just do you. That's a new version of doing you.
And for the girls, Rinley.
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 Okay.
And this is a fun fact. If you're an American who named their kid Thang, there's a 35% chance you're from Oklahoma. Isn't that wild?
That's a wild statistic.
Whew.
I don't know anybody with crazy weird names.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
I grew up with two twin brothers in Detroit.
Not your brothers, but you grew up with them.
Right. They were brothers.
Okay.
They were twin brothers. One was LaMangelo and the other was Arangelo. And when you say the name spelled out, it's Lemon Jello and Orange Jello. Yes. Those were their names. So take that, people from the South.
That's amazing. Lemon Jello.
We want to hear about your unique names. 894-5653. 602-894-5653. You can text us. You can call us. The stranger, the better. Let's go. The classics never go out of style, people. Don't forget that,
they
okay?
really don't. I'm a big fan of old-time names. Like, I love old, strong names.
Yes.
They hit my soul.
Like Gertrude. You don't see a Gertrude anymore.
You don't.
Or a Gretchen.
My grandmother's name, we called her Millie, and her name was Mildred.
Mildred.
And if I had a daughter, I so badly want to name her Mildred so that I could call her Millie.
Oh, I love that. All right, so what do we got on the text lines for unique names?
Text
Cheyenne?
From the 602, my brother went to school with a kid named Tolker, T-O-L-K-E-R.
Tolker.
Tolker.
That's a choice.
It is a choice. This is also a choice. Text from the 623. I grew up with a kid whose name was Lasonia. Lasonia.
Like lasagna?
L-A-Z-O-N-Y-A.
Why are you doing this to your kids?
Lasonia.
I grew up in a town that was a suburban town right outside of Detroit when we moved to the suburbs, and it was called Lavonia.
Well, maybe Lasonia was from Lavonia and
ate lasagna.
And ate lasagna.
Hey!
Lasonia ate lasagna in Lavonia. That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book.
It is. time to get serious.
Ooh, I love a good serious topic.
I know we're all jokey-jokey 95% of the time, but sometimes it's time to express ourselves with the Camel Nation and, of course, my friends here in the classroom on what's happening with my personal life.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, and it's kind of like a catch-22 double-edged sword, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Getting my kid back in school.
Ooh.
So he went through kindergarten, very successful, but as you know, there's not a lot of pressure in kindergarten to be anything other than a rugrat.
But he finger painted like a champ.
Yeah. Fast forward to first grade, he had a lot of issues just being in the classroom itself without being disruptive, and they take a hard turn from kindergarten to first.
Yeah, they do.
It's like, okay, now you're in school, and now you're going to learn, and you're going to behave. And my son was like, nope.
Not doing that.
Not doing any of that. So he really did not flourish in first grade. He is a high-functioning autistic boy that is very intelligent, but unfortunately, when it comes to behavior, he suffers. So this is the issue, is we're trying to get him into an autism school. We looked at Autism Academy. That's the latest one that we're applying to. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we've applied to 4 or 5 schools now.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of rejection because he has behavioral therapy. If there's any behavioral issue, they just don't want to deal with it. They're like, you know what? We can't help you. Like, unfortunately, we can't have a distraction like that, especially with kids who need extra attention.
I mean, I get that, but also, isn't your job to help with kids who are autistic?
Yeah. That's where I, the father, disagree with all these rejections. So the latest one seems to be more receptive than any other.
Okay.
So we're going through all the proper channels. They're asking for his diagnoses from the Phoenix Children's Hospital, giving him everything. So the very last statement that Dana had after they had their one-on-one meeting, or one-on-two with Justin, was, hey, so it looks like he may need a little more classroom training. And so our whole thing is, how is he going to get classroom training if no one is allowing him to be in the classroom?
This is a lot like you graduate with a degree and they go, that's great that you have a degree,
right,
but you don't have experience.
Yeah.
So we're not going to hire you. How do you get experience if
without
people don't hire you?
Yeah.
How does he get classroom experience if somebody's not willing to take a chance on him? He's a great kid.
Yeah.
He's a great kid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree. So the next thing out of their mouths is always like, well, we can do some hybrid or online learning. And I'm like, well, that's what he's doing right now. He's
homeschooled. What is that going to do?
And he's actually doing very well in the homeschool atmosphere. But my wife is not a teacher.
No. And so, that's not fair for her to have to be mom and teacher.
Oh, she's locked down 24/7. She's losing her mind.
I know. And that's not fair. If you choose to be a homeschool parent, that's totally fine. We're not saying that's a bad thing.
Congratulations.
But Dana doesn't want to be a homeschool parent.
Fingers crossed, guys.
Mm-hmm.
This one looks like it's going okay. There's a couple more screenings that we have to do with him. Apparently, they're going to invite a ton of applicants, like 10 or 15 other kids, to come check out the school. And if he can behave, all right, and act accordingly at the Autism Academy, he may be admitted.
That's exciting.
It is. So
how are you guys preparing for that? Like,
we are telling him, do not be yourself at all.
Whatever you do,
Justin Lazarus,
don't trick
these people into thinking that you're a well-behaved boy. I'm like, just sit still. Stop touching the plants. Don't put your fingers in people's faces. He loves to do that.
He's like,
hi, you have a cool big nose.
Let me touch it.
I'd like to put my fingers on it. I'm like, no, don't put your fingers on things.
He is so cuddly. Like, he is a very physically affectionate kid.
Absolutely.
And I love it. So, I think it's great.
Wish us luck. That's happening next week. I hope we get some good news.
I do too. I really do hope that. I hope that for Dana.
I'm preparing this kid.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm locking him down.
He's going to be so terrified.
Don't be yourself. Stop it.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
All right, it is Monday morning. We've got Minute to Win It. We revealed 8 questions last week. Can Lisa from Scottsdale wrap up Minute to Win It today?
I don't know, Cheyenne. Let's ask Lisa.
Lisa, are you ready to play Minute to Win It?
Yes, I am, I think.
You've got 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over. Let's play.
Let's do it.
10 questions, 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
All right, Lisa, question number 1. This country thunder headliner hails from Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Party.
What low-calorie margarita brand was launched by reality star Bethany Frankel?
Skinny Girl.
Who became the youngest winner of a Leading Actress Emmy for her performance in Euphoria?
Zendaya.
This Country Thunder performer is the nephew of John Michael Montgomery.
Dylan Carmichael.
Ordering a cafe misto is just a fancy way of saying you want half coffee and half what?
Steamed milk.
What Procter & Gamble brand features a mascot that's a bald muscle man with a hoop earring?
Mr. Clean.
This Country Thunder performer's first number one single was Small Town USA.
Justin Moore.
In a story by Carlo Collodi, what old man has enchanted wood and turns it into a puppet?
Geppetto.
What deaf and blind activist for the disabled has her life story told in the film The Miracle Worker?
Can you say that again?
What deaf and blind activist for the disabled has her life story told in the film The Miracle Worker? What blind and deaf activist for the disabled has her... This Country Thunder headliner recently wound up in the emergency room after stepping on a nail while hunting.
10 seconds.
This Country Thunder headliner recently wound up in the emergency room after stepping on a nail while hunting.
Oh, no, you were past the time. Do not say, I'm going to bleep that. I'm going to bleep that.
Yeah, we got to pull that out. But you did great.
Oh, my God.
You were almost there, Lisa and Scottsdale. You were almost there. Unfortunately, you know the rules. You got to get all 10 right in the 60 seconds to win those 4-day tickets into Country Thunder. But for playing, we're going to give you 2 single-day admission tickets into Country Thunder on Sunday.
Oh, party day. Would you say, Cheyenne, that you do enough with your friends, like hanging out with them in groups?
Not at all.
I moved away from home at a very young age, and my friends inevitably became my family.
Right.
And it was a great substitute. And then since I started my family, my personal family, my friends are kind of like gone at this point.
Which is weird to me. Yeah. I think that concept is weird, because as a girl, I'm like, you grow your family, I grow my family, then we have one big happy family, and then we're just one family.
Yeah. It made me think, holy smokes, we need to rekindle these friendships.
Friendships are important.
They're so important for your life and just your overall personality.
Yeah.
I went to dinner with some friends that we were in from out of town, and man, it was like soul soothing, catching up, old stories. You don't have to do it every time you see them or whatever.
Right.
In fact, I don't like reminiscing is the lowest form of conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
So if I could just have, you know, a friend group maybe once a month, just pile on into a restaurant, all of us, 10, 15 people, whatever it is, and have like a meal, that would be the coolest thing ever. I would really appreciate that.
I kind of do that if you want to get down.
Ooh, you want to get down? Do you have a group of friends?
Are you inviting me?
I mean, I think I have the authority to do that. it's
not. Are they going to look at me weird because I'm not like friends with the group?
No, I mean, because we get, there's some newbies and new faces every time, but we do it once a month.
It's like a dining club, like a diner's club?
Yeah, it's like a foodie adventure club.
Foodie adventure club?
Yeah, every month we meet at a different local spot that specializes in a specific ethnicity's food.
What?
That's really cool. Ava is so much cooler than we are.
That sounds awesome. And you just invited me formally? Can I bring my wife?
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, honestly, it's totally cool.
Can Cheyenne come?
Yeah, why not?
If y'all feel like the third wheel in this invitation.
Well, you wouldn't be a third wheel because we get anywhere from 6 to 12 people.
Oh, dang. No, I mean in the invitation.
Oh.
You invited Nico, and then he was like, can I bring my wife? Obviously, his plus one. He was like, can Cheyenne come? Okay, I'll be there.
I'm
thanks,
just
Mom
inviting
and Dad.
People at this point. That's so cool. So you guys do it once a month. Yeah. This is exactly what I'm talking about. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Hey, can we just make one stipulation? No Scandinavian food. It's a lot of pickled fish. fish.
I don't know if you're allowed to make stipulations when you haven't been to a function. Yeah,
honestly, hey, well, we draw the restaurant out of a jar. So
no, and we're the jar better not include Scandinavian food.
I don't think we've made it halfway through the world yet. So
okay, no Scandinavian food.
Well, then you don't have to come that
you
day.
You can skip that month.
Stay home.
This is my group of friends.
Is it though?
I make the rules. No, but that'd be awesome, man. I definitely want to try something like that. I'd love to try out your group.
Oh man, you've missed some good. I feel like I should have told you earlier because
I feel like you've been gatekeeping this dinner group.
I didn't know that y'all would be interested.
Why wouldn't we be interested?
Definitely interested. I need reasons to do things.
I mean, need you reasons to eat good.
I'm the lamest person ever.
I mean, because the friendship part in the conversation is great, but you got to be pretty open minded food wise too.
Like, why? What's the wildest thing you guys have gone to
eat? It's not that it's wild, but you know, it's not burgers and fries.
That's
it's
like, yeah.
We've hit everything from Colombia to spacing now. I mean, of course, there was stuff like England that was like, that was all right.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Burgers and mash. What do they call it?
Bangers and mash.
Yeah. English food kind of sucks. Except for fish and chips.
Right.
Do love me some fish and chips.
All right. Sounds good, man. I got to do this.
All right.
All right. Well, we are going to be rekindling friendships in mass groups once a month. It's a done deal. I suggest everybody do it. And if you do it already, let us know how you do it with your group of friends. You can text us. You can call us. 602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. I figured it out. Instead of trying to set up a dinner for my friends every month, I have just taken over Abe's dinner with his friends.
You're piggybacking.
I'm just stealing his entire group of friends.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rich and Chandler, how do you and your friends keep your friendship close and tight?
We figured out a couple of years ago that the best way to do that is basically going to an all-inclusive resort, which and initially some people might be hesitant because you're like, oh, that sounds like it's very expensive. But my buddies and I, we intentionally pick places that are a little off the beaten path and not as popular and very cheap and usually a little, how should we say this?
Sketchy?
Yeah. No, not the best places. Not the best places.
Great. Adjective.
So
sketchy.
So everybody is under the understanding that it is not the Hilton Garden.
Correct.
Oh, no.
Correct.
Cheyenne, these are the places where you see water running and then you think, don't drink that. Don't drink that.
There are multiple places where it's best to show up with your own water.
Okay.
So that's awesome. You guys actually execute this because I swear, man, every time my friends like toss this idea around because one of us had a destination wedding and we had the greatest time as a big group. We're like, oh my God, we got to do that every year. It's never happened.
It never leaves the
group
chat.
Are you like the ringleader, Rich? How do you get them all on board and excited for this?
Usually just a group text message where you toss out an idea and then...
That's it.
But yeah.
So you're telling me... that you've got a group of friends that make plans every single year, and those plans leave the group chat every year?
Yes, absolutely.
I've never been more jealous of a group of friends in my life.
You know what, Abe? I am no longer coming to your dinner every month. I am now going on this guy's trip.
That works out perfectly because I found out that you weren't invited.
All right, Rich. Hey, man. I got my passport ready. Let's go. Where are we going this year, bud?
Probably Puerto Rico, man.
Hey! Yes.
Boricua. Were you a good kid growing up, Cheyenne?
It depends. This is a very big depends. So what are you asking?
I will be more specific.
Mm-hmm.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I'm asking you, did you show up to school or did you ditch?
Oh, I was at school. There was no ditching for me. I ditched one time my senior year and I got caught.
Oh.
One time. Yep, and I got caught. So I was at school. There was no skipping school for me.
I was a chronic not goer to school.
I feel like I'm not surprised to hear this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, I have told you that I almost did not graduate high school.
Yeah, that's also true.
Because of my absenteeism, because of my absentee brainism. Even when I was there, I was not there.
What is a brainism?
It's when you're not there.
Oh, okay.
Absentee and brains. So this is kind of cool, but also, like, did it really have to come to this? Arizona Superintendent Tom Horn announced a new push to work with local law enforcement to fight chronic absenteeism and keep students in classroom in Phoenix public schools.
As a mother of a child who is regularly truant from school, it is quote unquote excused because it gets excused from his parents.
Right.
Or like from his stepmom and or his dad. I love this. I think that this is great because it is
law enforcement.
It is illegal to be truant from school.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is illegal.
You can't just be walking around like a...
No.
Like a... I don't want to say a bum, but come on now. Yeah.
Like a delinquent?
Like a delinquent. You don't...
Yeah, you have to go to school. So yes, I do love this.
What are you doing, 14-year-old kid, walking the streets?
Yeah, why are you... Do you ever just go like into town? Because we get out of work so early.
Yeah.
And you go to like the store and there's these kids at the store and you're like, why is this child not in school?
What are you doing? Go to school. Well, apparently it's become such a big problem. Superintendent said, hey, we need local law enforcement on the case.
Yeah, they need to do something about it because the kids need to be in school. Like, I'm 100% behind this.
It's this open campus thing that I've never experienced in my entire life ever. I always just saw it on TV shows like Beverly Hills 90210 or like Saved by the Bell, where they can just like leave school.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to come back?
This was a thing at my high school for a long time. We had an open campus lunch, and they stopped it when somebody passed away from street racing.
Oh, so jeez.
Yeah, but like kids make bad choices.
We cannot leave school. They're kids.
And also, can we hold the parents responsible as well? Like,
yeah. Follow up on your kids.
Be more present in your kids' lives.
If somebody's calling you saying, hey, your kid wasn't in school, make sure you know why.
Yeah, have that conversation.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello, this is a school calling. Your son, James, was missing from school today. Oh, yeah, James, he was out hanging out with his friends. You know, he just likes to hang out with his friends at 10 o'clock in the morning. Get out of here. Go to school, James.
I don't know if parents need to hear this, so I'll be the one to tell you.
Please do.
You are a parent. You are not your kid's best friend. Stop acting like it and be a parent.
Boom, shakalaka.
That's where I'm at. You don't need to be their best friend until they're grown adults.
Yes.
Be a parent. Parent your kids.
Don't be social media friends with your kids. Just parent them.
Just parent.
Thank you.
Get them to school.
And thank you, Superintendent Tom Horn. Thank you. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
You guys know I like to hang out at the grocery store probably an unhealthy amount.
Yeah, you and the meat counter guy are your besties.
I'm friends with everybody. Yeah. It's my favorite place to people watch, and I saw something cool the other day.
Okay.
Allow me to demonstrate. I saw and heard this.
Santa? Santa Claus was in town?
Yes.
Sweet.
It was a kid, no more than 25, 26 years old, with a huge round key ring and like 15 keys on it, hanging off his belt.
Was that the cool part?
I mean, it just gave me like throwback to when I was in middle school and the janitor would be flipping through that huge key ring, trying to find the one key that opened the one door. He'd be standing there for 25 minutes like... yeah, I'm pretty sure I got the key around here somewhere. You guys didn't experience that?
I know exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Like a teacher would be like, hey, man, can we get an extra roll of paper towel for my science classroom? And you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's in that storage closet over there. Give me 45 minutes. And then he'd just be like,
fumbling through his keys.
Is it this one? Is it this one?
So I saw this, huge key ring. It was weird. I've never had more than like 3 or 4 keys on a ring in my entire life.
Yeah, I think I only have 3 or 4 keys. But this kid had, it was like outside of his pants.
He was like the keyman.
And he wasn't working.
No.
Those were just his keys.
He was at the grocery store. I think it might be like a fashion thing or a trend.
Who has that many keys, period? Like, what are you doing? You need that many keys.
I wonder that at this point in my life.
Yeah.
Because I have slimmed it down. I've got 3.
Yeah, I think I have my mailbox key, my house key, and my car fob.
Yeah, I have 3 also. House key, mailbox key, and
a random key he doesn't know what it's to.
No, this is for my golf bag, travel bag.
Oh, nice.
But even back when I had 7 or 8, I was definitely never gonna rock them on the outside of anything.
Yeah.
Not clipping it to a belt loop or anything. Like, that's not...
No, it reminds me of when we were kids, we used to, or like teenagers, when we first got like keys. You know, you got the keys to the house, you got the first car key, you would throw it on this lanyard. And it
would...
The lanyard was the clutch move to have the keys in the pocket, and then the lanyard, the rest of it spill it out like out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And it would be super long. song.
Yeah.
And sometimes people do their teams on it. You know, you have a, like a Detroit Tigers or a Lions.
Ours as girls would like hang out of our purse. So like,
yes.
And then remember when we put like the girls would put like fuzzy balls on your lanyard. You know what I mean? Like fuzzy charms. Balls. Fuzzy
yep.
balls.
Yep.
Yes. On the lanyard, and you'd have all these charms. So it would make so much noise, an obnoxious amount of noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
And if your work had a work ID, like a card or something.
It was on that
it
too.
It was on that also.
Yep.
Maybe throw it around your neck sometimes.
Yeah. The bigger, the better.
It was kind of like a status thing if you walked into a bar and had a cool lanyard.
Right. Like it made you kind of popular. Really?
Yeah.
I just never could get down with it. And I saw way too many mishaps, at least from the guy's perspective.
What do you mean mishaps?
Not around the neck, but when they would have the keys in the pocket and the lanyard hanging out.
Oh, you get it caught on something?
I can't tell you how many times I saw somebody get caught up on a coffee table, a door jam. And I was just like, that's right. Why I don't do
that. That's why I don't do that. 100%.
No capes.
No capes.
Yeah. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I saw this kid with a big, huge keychain, had a ton of keys on it, a big ring, too. It was amazing. It was jingle jangling.
He definitely thought that he was cool. And if he thinks he's cool, I love that for him. Is it? It's questionable.
Yeah. I do love this stuff from my youth or whatever when I was younger are becoming cool again.
Again, cool is a spectrum. It is a wide range.
We got Vanessa and Glendale on the phone. What do you remember that was so cool when you were younger?
Oh, the CDs hanging from the rearview mirror.
Ooh. I remember that. I always wanted to, because when that was cool, I was like a freshman in high school and I wasn't driving.
Yeah.
I wanted to be that girl so badly.
Yes. And
did you become that girl?
No, because by the time I started driving, we graduated from CDs to like necklaces and like the big chunky, you know, necklaces that you used to wear.
Yeah.
That's what was cool.
Yeah.
Vanessa, let me ask you a question. Nico here from Camel Country 107.9. When you would hang the CD from the rear view, not number one, the cops would always be like, oh, that's a distraction. That's a distraction. Get ready to take it off, take it down. But wasn't it kind of, for us, it was like kind of a beacon that you had a CD booklet in your car.
Yeah.
And then that was always a dangerous move because you didn't want to let them know that you had. How many times did you get your CD book jacked out of your car?
Well, my brother would always take it because he likes my CDs.
siblings theft.
He's the culprit.
Yeah, but I had the special stickers and it was like a zip. You know, the zip kind?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
And you were even cooler if the CD hanging from your mirror was a mixtape that had all the writing on it.
Yeah.
A mix CD. Yes. Yeah. Oh, we were so lame growing up.
Oh, I miss it.
We were so lame.
And Napster.
Napster.
Ironically, Napster was just sold for $20 million.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Like, what is it? Who's ever gone on that site in the past 30 years? I haven't.
I mean,
I don't know.
Not for naught, but I was definitely on it like 2 years ago, only for work purposes, work-related purposes, but I was definitely on
it. Can you still download music? Is that what it is still?
Yes! That's how we were like creating playlists. Yeah.
Oh my lord. Yeah.
What a good childhood.
I think these millennials are like getting into 90s. You know how they wear all the 90s like clothes?
Yeah.
I think they probably could get into Napster.
They need to. They don't understand what they're missing out on.
Go steal something digitally. It's fun. Did you guys see SNL this weekend?
I saw the last little 30 seconds of SNL.
So yeah, Morgan Wallen famously walked right off the stage and said, yeah, I'm done with this.
Yeah, he was over it. And then I saw like a PR statement that came out that was yesterday that said there was a miscommunication and he thought that they were just done and he wasn't supposed to hang around.
I wouldn't doubt that.
You big fat liar.
Oh, you think so?
No, I 100% he was over it and was ready to go home.
I don't know if he's familiar with the way SNL works, like the ending, like schmooze. Like, is that written in the script? And then you're going to hang out and like hug people. Like,
I mean, the camera does stay on the stage for such a long time that if you're not aware, you know, you might be thinking, okay, like,
is it time to go?
He's aware, though. He's aware.
Is it time to go?
You're not Morgan Wallen and you're not aware. Also, he's had so many, like, issues with SNL. that you well, best
this is,
believe.
This is what I was going to do. I was going to play the promo, which was apparently awkward burgers. The crazy part is looking at Morgan Wallen's face while they're trying to do like a little comical bit.
Oh!
He is literally straight facing him like he's taking a mugshot photo.
I told you, he didn't want to be there. No part of Morgan Wallen wanted to be on SNL.
He was just like, what am I doing here?
100%.
My agent will be fired immediately.
I thought I got out of this the last time I got arrested.
I thought that SNL stood for Sweet Nut Ladies.
Sweet Nut Ladies. No, Morgan, you are wrong.
I was trying to make an acronym joke, okay? Don't look at me like that. It worked out fine.
Did it, though.
Sweet Night Ladies. He likes Ladies of the Night.
He does.
See? It worked out perfectly. So, yeah, if you get a chance to Google it, find it. Actually, we're probably just going to post it on our Instagram at Nico and Cheyenne. Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram. Cheyenne is spelled C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E. I feel like a lot of people can't do
they
that.
They spell it wrong all the time.
Well, we just did it for you, y'all. All right. Have a fantastic day. It was time to say, find Cheyenne. She's out on the streets today.
Oh, not a lady of the night, but no, I am out on the streets.
Today.
I'm going to be out at Lou Malnati's tonight from 6 to 7 for Country Thunder tickets.
Which Lou Malnati's location?
The newest one in Surprise.
There we go.
So West Valley.
West Valley.
This is your chance to show up and show out.
Stop by and say, Surprise!
Surprise!
Go
we
get
also have
you
free pizza, so come get some.
Yeah, free pizza. Go visit her.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.